Good day, I'm Ann Jui, James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, June 8. Coming up, government moving to revamp waste disposal framework. Cabinet approves additional funds for repairs to Cornwall Regional Hospital, and coroner's court recovers fires destroyed in 2015. The news in detail after this message. Fragrant flowers, beautiful beaches, and crisp, clean air are all gifts from this paradise that we call home and millions of tourists journey to experience. Help us protect paradise. Recycle. Dispose of your waste responsibly. Plant a tree. Let's work together to preserve the environment this Environmental Awareness Week, June 4 to 9, and all year round. Visit nepa.gov.jm, check the press, or look for NEPA on social media for details on this year's celebrations. A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency. Now the news. The government is taking steps to revamp Jamaica's waste disposal infrastructure. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says an enterprise team has been commissioned to look into improving waste disposal procedures across the island.
The government has commissioned an enterprise team to look at waste disposal in Jamaica from a national strategic perspective. How can we improve waste collection, solid waste collection, solid waste management? And importantly, to look at the options for waste to energy.
He adds that a report on the viability of implementing waste to energy solutions is being undertaken by a consultant and will be ready soon. Mr. Holness was speaking at the LASCO Relief Environmental Awareness Program REAP Awards ceremony at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Wednesday. Cabinet has approved an additional $1.3 billion to continue work on the Cornwall Regional Hospital Recovery Project during the current fiscal year. Work being undertaken at the St. James-based hospital includes repairs to the central air conditioning system to address noxious fumes being emitted by the unit.
Cabinet has also approved additional funding for the Cornwall Regional Hospital Recovery Project in the amount of $1.3 billion in the fiscal year 2017-18, this is this current year, and preliminary projections of $189 million for next year, that's financial year 2018-2019.
Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Will Reid. Minister Reid, who made the announcement at yesterday's post-cabinet media briefing, says cabinet also approved major capital expenditure for works to be carried out at several other hospitals. Chief Justice Zayla McCullough is reporting that 67 of 77 fires that were destroyed by fire at the former coroner's and special coroner's courts in 2015 have been restored. Mrs. McCullough says six of the remaining 10 fires are being constructed and are expected to be completed in short order.
The coroner's court was destroyed by fire in December of 2015. In that unfortunate incident, all the record of the courts were destroyed. In January 2016, we began the process of making contact with relevant stakeholders for files to be reconstructed.
The Chief Justice was speaking at the handing over ceremony for the coroner's and special coroner's courts at its new location on Maxfield Avenue on Wednesday. In the meantime, Mrs. McCullough says 76 of 101 fires that came into the court system in 2016 were disposed of, and the others are at various stages in the process of being completed. And the Dr. Elaine Bryan Foundation is inviting applications from tertiary and high school students for scholarships to the Global Education Consultants Group, GECG, Microsoft Summer Mentorship Program. The foundation will be awarding 10 scholarships to the program, which will see students visiting the Microsoft office in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States.
All is required of the student is for them to write a short essay, just a page long, just so that I can see what their strengths are, how proud they are of being Jamaican, talk about Jamaica, what their plans are to give back to Jamaica, and that sort of thing. And a group of us will look at the applications and determine which ones we will give funding to.
Head of the foundation, Dr. Elaine Bryan, in a recent interview with GIS News. Interested applicants may download application forms on the JIS website at jis.gov.jm. Email your application along with your essay to zion.briggs@elainebryanfoundation.org. The deadline for submissions is June 17. That was JIS News. I'm Ann Jui, James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.